You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Oh, it's not just Nick Costos here with you this morning. Nick Costos and the Glass Man, the great PJ Glasser, on this happy and merry Week 16 NFL Sunday. Costos and the Glass Man, you better you bet's countdown to kickoff here on the BetMGM Network as we get you set to bet and win Week number 16 in the National Football League. The show presented today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. Coming up today on the show, all the side and total movement for today's slate in the National Football League that your little heart could ever desire with it moved. The Glass Man is standing by to tell you what's happening on the board this morning, what's happened over the course of the week, and what we should expect as we move towards kickoff in all three slates of games coming up Week 16, NFL Sunday. Actives and inactives officially out later this hour. We will bring you the betting and fantasy impact of those as it is the fantasy football semifinals. Congratulations to everyone still alive in their leagues. Board updates throughout the show. Teasers next hour. Underdog Moneyline parlays next hour. Prop King next hour. And best bets will close the show. We will get to what we saw last night and yesterday in the National Football League with the Eagles clinching the NFC East with a road win in Washington, covering the spread in the process. Game goes over the total. And the Bears' thrilling overtime win at home over Malik Willis and the Green Bay Packers after Jordan Love gets concussed in the second quarter. We'll talk about 11-4 Chicago, what this means for the Green Bay Packers, whose playoff positioning a little perilous at this moment right now, still in if the season ended today. We will get to all of that coming up in a few, but the Glass Man joins me now, and PJ, we'll start with a little college football, but first, how you doing, my friend? Thank you for joining me on Countdown to Kickoff today. Merry early Christmas to you and your family.
To you as well, Nick. Good to be with you. I'm doing all right, you know, after last night between Oregon not covering the spread against JMU and the Packers not covering the game against the Bears in like a 30-second span. That was pretty tough. So to watch those back-to-back, hoping for a little bit of a better day today.
Yeah, I had Oregon last night in the game as well. I know Tyler Morales, our executive producer, did also. And Thank God, like the lion's share of my attention was spent on the NFL game, but yes, it was not great. Not great how that turned out. Otherwise, for me at least, college football day yesterday was pretty good. Had Ole Miss against Tulane, like that was a laugher. Had Miami against A&M. Did have Oklahoma against your Crimson Tide. And for people that don't know, PJ, an Alabama alum, on Friday night. So the college football first round of the playoff could have gone a little better. I guess it could have gone worse as well. And PJ, let's start there. And in case anybody missed it, we'll be really quick with the results. Bama beats Oklahoma by 10 after spotting the Sooners a 17-point lead in the first half on Friday night. Miami, in a low-scoring defensive game, outlasts A&M on a late interception by freshman Bryce Fitzgerald. Miami beats Texas A&M in College Station 10-3. Ole Miss all over Tulane at the Grove 41-10. And Oregon beats JMU 51-34. Like, the final score makes the game seem like a little bit closer than it was. Like, Oregon won by a million. 51-34, the final score of that game. And PJ, this sets up now, on New Year's Eve into New Year's Day, the next round here of the quarterfinals of the college football playoff. Cotton Bowl on New Year's Eve. Ohio State, a 10-point favorite against Miami. 42.5 the total. Rematch of the 2002 Fiesta Bowl. Tip of the cap to our friend Maurice Claret in that game. We have the Orange Bowl on New Year's Day. Oregon, a 1-point favorite against Texas Tech, despite Tech having the bye. 52.5 the total there. The Rose Bowl, your Alabama Crimson Tide, a 6.5-point favorite against Indiana. And then the Sugar Bowl at night, Georgia, a 6.5-point favorite against Ole Miss, 56.5 the total there. What stood out to you, PJ, from the first rounds of the college football playoff? And then we'll spin it to the quarterfinal.
Yeah, I think Ohio State's got to be really pleased with getting Miami in this next round. Watching that game yesterday, the defensive struggle against A&M. Nick, I don't know how Miami's going to score against Ohio State. I mean, they really didn't need Carson Beck to do a whole lot yesterday. They were able to run the ball pretty well with Mark Fletcher, and then their defense was obviously terrific. They're going to need Beck to make some plays against Ohio State. I just don't think he's going to be able to do that. So you mentioned the spread's 10. If you can get anything under 10, if there's still some 9.5s out there, I think that's a good bet with Ohio State. I think if they get to 24, I don't see Miami getting to 14 points and covering that number. So that was kind of what stood out to me. I think Ohio State got to be pleased with their next game. And then Bama, Indiana, I think, you know, Bama came back and won the game. A lot of people still think Bama's pretty fraudulent. Maybe they don't deserve to be in the playoff. They match up really well with Indiana. You know, Mendoza's the kind of quarterback that historically they play well against. They struggle against mobile guys. He's just kind of your pocket passer, NFL prototype. I think they match up well. And keep in mind, Indiana's best defensive player, their defensive lineman, Stephen Daly, had a freak accident celebrating the Big Ten title game. So he's going to be out for the rest of the playoffs. So I think Bama's O-line should be able to hold up pretty well. And I think they could be live for the upset there. So I think Bama could keep it close against Indiana. I think Ohio State, they should route Miami.
So do you think Alabama is going to beat Indiana in the Rose Bowl? Is that Bama plus the points and a money line wager here? And be honest with the audience, right? Because I have presented you as an Alabama alum, which you are. Are you any bias creeping in there at all? And it's okay if that's the case.
No, I if I had to pick the game, I'd take Indiana, but I definitely bet Bama plus the points. But I think it's going to be close. If you get 7, 7.5, I think that's a good number on Bama in that game.
So I want to... I don't have a strong feeling yet on Indiana-Alabama. I'll bet the game because it's, you know, it's one of the college football playoff quarterfinals. But I don't have a strong feeling at the moment. I actually disagree with you a little bit on Ohio State-Miami. Not that I think Miami's going to win the game. I think Ohio State will win. I don't know if Ohio State's winning by margin. Like, Miami's, dude, like... Reuben Bain, for people that don't know, is going to be a top five pick in the NFL draft next year. He destroyed that game yesterday against Texas A&M. I think Miami will be good enough with Ohio State's offense having struggled against Indiana in the Big Ten title game, PJ, where I think Ohio State's going to win, but I don't know how many points their offense is scoring. To your point, I don't know if I trust Carson Beck and the Miami offense to score. If the spread's going to be double digits, I actually think, and I've been Mr. Ohio State all season, the only team I have money on to win the national championship from before the year, I actually would take the points with Miami coming up in the Cotton Bowl on New Year's Eve.
I just don't think they're going to be able to run the ball. You know, Ohio State's going to make them one-dimensional, and then it's going to force Beck to make some plays. Marcel Reed, you know, he's a super talent, but, you know, the two best defenses he's played this year, Texas and Miami, he's really struggled in those games. So I think Ohio State getting that experience to get in against Indiana, playing a good defense, playing a good team for 60 minutes will help them in that game against Miami. And, you know, the Canes, I mean, once Notre Dame figured it out in that week one matchup and they got going, they were able to score against that Miami defense. I think you could see Ohio State do that in the second half as well with Smith and Carnell Tate. We remember, I mean, what they did when they got to the playoff, how that offense just looked completely different. So I think Ohio State's going to roll on that one.
All right, let's give our quick opinions on the other two games, and then we'll talk about what we saw yesterday in the National Football League. And I have like a pretty grand take that I think will not come out of left field, but may surprise. We'll get to that coming up in a few moments. You Better You Bet's countdown to kickoff Week 16 NFL Sunday. Nick Kostos and the Glass Man, PJ Glasser. If you're here for the information on the games today, you are going to get all of it in full detail. And if anything happens on the board, we will bring it to you. We'll break it and bring it to you. Any surprise injury news, you will miss nothing, we promise. But we want to give our initial opinions on college football after what we saw this weekend. Orange Bowl. Oregon and Texas Tech. Ducks a one-point favorite, despite Texas Tech having the bye and Oregon playing, obviously, last night against James Madison. My initial thought is I like Oregon in the game, and I agree that Oregon should be favored in the game. Where do you stand on Oregon and Texas Tech?
So when the playoff bracket came out, I thought Texas Tech would win this game. I had them playing in the national championship. I still feel that way. Oregon's offense is really good. If I was an NFL GM and I had to take a quarterback, Dante Moore would be the top first guy on the top of my board. I just think that Red Raiders defense is so good. I think they're the second best in the country behind Ohio State. Their front four is terrific. Linebacking core is really good. Nick, when their starting quarterback, Bear Morton, played every game this year, they won every game by 22 points and they covered every spread. So people, I think, have the stigma with Texas Tech that because they play in the Big 12, like they're not very good. When they step up in competition, they won't be able to hang with these teams. I just disagree with that, man. That team is really good, and I think Oregon's going to struggle against that defense.
All right, so PJ, is that going to be a bet or just like a lean at the moment towards Texas Tech?
No, that'll be a bet. Texas Tech money line.
All right, so PJ, we're going to roll with the Red Raiders against the Oregon Ducks, and then the Sugar Bowl on New Year's Eve night. So Georgia's a juice 6.5 right now against Ole Miss, and these two teams played earlier in the SEC regular season. And Ole Miss, obviously Lane Kiffin was the coach of Ole Miss at the time. Ole Miss was up in the game, and Ole Miss probably should have won, right? And Georgia came from behind at the end of the game, and Gunnar Stockton and company pulled it out. Georgia looks like it's going to go to a 7-point favorite, and I may have a contrarian opinion here. It just feels like everyone is writing off Ole Miss because Lane Kiffin left. And maybe seven's a little too big if and when we get there. So I think, PJ, the way I want to bet this game is I want the full seven, and I'd consider betting Ole Miss. Where do you stand right now on the Sugar Bowl?
Agreed. If I had to bet the spread, especially if we get seven, I would lean Ole Miss. I think Georgia on the money line's probably just the way to go, you know, and then you parlay with maybe an NFL teaser on the board next week or whatever it may be. When those two teams played in Athens, the game that you were alluding to, Georgia's defense was a mess in that game. It's so much better now than what it was then, which is why the spread is what it is. And also the recency bias. I mean, everybody just saw Georgia annihilate Alabama, and they're thinking, here we go. This is old Georgia. This is what they do. I'm with you, though. I think Ole Miss is going to be able to keep this game close. I definitely want a seven. So if we get a seven, I'll bet the Rebels. If it just stays 6.5, I'll probably just end up betting Georgia on the money line because I do think they're going to win a close game.
Who's going to win the national championship right now after the first wave of games in your estimation?
I still feel like it's Ohio State.
Good. Well, you and I are simpatico on that one with the Buckeyes. That came through for us last year, for us at least. Hopefully it happens this year. Perhaps you, the listener, you, the viewer, have bet someone different, in which case I hope you have a very Merry Christmas. But I hope you lose your bet so that we can win ours. Nothing personal. All right. Yesterday, PJ, in the National Football League, like Week 16's already been incredible. Rams-Seahawks on Thursday night, game of the year in the NFL. Seahawks with the late comeback beat LA 38-37. And then last night, the Bears with an extraordinarily improbable 22-16 overtime win over the Packers. Jordan Love concussed in the second quarter. I called the Bears win lucky while still acknowledging they're good. Bears fans are still upset and in my mentions on both Twitter and Instagram, and I appreciate the passion. It was a lucky win. You got an onside kick, and the Packers didn't have their starting quarterback for most of the game. Just saying, Like, those things did happen. Chicago's now 11-4. Green Bay now 9-5-1. And the Lions, with the win today against Pittsburgh, will move to 9-6. Now, I'll give you the opportunity, PJ, to give your opinion on what we saw yesterday, if you've got a grand one. Here's my thought. I think we all believe, right, that the Rams are still the best team in the NFC despite the loss on Thursday. Do you believe that?
I do.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Betting market does as well. Okay. Now, the Rams are obviously unlikely to win the NFC West and get a home game in the first round of the playoffs, or maybe have any home games in the NFC postseason. So let's take that into account. I personally still don't trust Sam Darnold in a big spot. Like, it took the Shaheed punt return, and the Seahawks defense held the Rams out of scoring any points on their final five possessions in regulation. I don't trust Sam Darnold. I certainly don't trust the San Francisco 49ers defense. I don't think the Bears are probably a year early. Green Bay without Micah Parsons looks like they're toast. The Lions may not even make it. The NFC South is a disaster. Which takes us to the reigning defending NFC champion, Philadelphia Eagles. And I think the Rams are the biggest threat to Philly. And now it looks like the Rams would have to go to Philly instead of the other way around if they meet in January, PJ. So my big thought is, I like the Eagles to win the NFC right now. Agree or disagree with that assessment after what we've seen the last couple days?
I would probably disagree. I mean, I like the logic. I think that the Eagles are the biggest roadblock in the way for the Rams because of just the past history, and it's kind of a psychological opponent for them at this point. They know that they just can't beat them, especially the regular season matchup we saw earlier this year. I would still probably bet the Rams. I think they would be my pick. As for the Bears, Nick, I think for me, it's pretty clear cut. I think they're this year's Washington. Last night was the Commanders version of the Hail Mary, which, you know, funny enough, was against the Bears last year with Tyreek Stevenson. We saw Washington get to the NFC title game. I think the Bears can do something similar, but then eventually they'll just run into a team that I think is going to be the Rams that's too good. And the Rams will do to the Bears what the Eagles did to the Commanders last year. So I think the Bears could win a game. They could win a two in the postseason. Eventually, though, they're just going to play a team that's too good, and I think that's when they end up losing.
All right, we'll hold our opinions on and thoughts on all the side and total movements in the NFL for next segment. We do have a piece of breaking news in the world of sports, which is going to come from a little bit out of left field. The Chicago White Sox, it's a true sentence, have signed Japanese slugger Munetaka Murakami to a two-year, $34 million deal. I just like, where are my Yankees? Just asleep at the wheel. It moved every single game in the National Football League for today. Coming up on the other side, Kostos and the Glassman just getting started. Week 16 NFL Sunday here on Countdown to Kickoff.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.